AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An AP analysis of Gaza Health Ministry data finds the proportion of Palestinian women and children being killed in the Israel-Hamas war appears to have declined sharply. Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
The percentage of women and children among the dead has indeed declined. When the war erupted last October, that number was about two-thirds. But in April, the most recent month of data, the number fell below 40%. Our analysis found that the drop mirrored a shift in Israel's battlefield techniques. In recent months, it relies much more on limited ground operations and smaller and more precise drone strikes.
Still, in an upcoming report to the Security Council, the UN Secretary General plans to list both Israel and Hamas as violating children's rights in the war. In Paris, President Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding, because we had trouble getting the bill that we had to pass that had the money in it from some of our very conservative members.
Zelensky saying,
"It's very important that in this unity, United States, America, all American people stay with Ukraine, like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe."
The White House says the new U.S. aid has helped Ukraine thwart Russia's assault on its second-largest city, Kharkiv. In Delaware, Hunter Biden's daughter testified at his federal gun trial. Mike Kunzelman was there for us.
Naomi Biden recounted seeing her father on a visit to New York City, and she remembered getting a text message from him at 2 o'clock in the morning asking to meet somewhere so they could switch cars. And the text messages that were let out in court indicated that she was pretty upset. She said, "I'm really sorry, Dad. I can't take this. I miss you so much. I just want to hang out with you."
A strong May jobs report, employers adding 272,000 jobs. This is AP News. Basketball and hockey playoff action this weekend. The Stanley Cup Final starts tomorrow in Florida, where the Panthers host Edmonton's Oilers. Meantime, the NBA Final is headed for Game 2. Gethin Coolball recaps last night's Game 1.
The Boston Celtics stormed out to a 1-0 lead in the NBA Finals with a 107-89 Game 1 blowout win over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown led Boston with 22 points. Kristaps Porzingis scored 18 of his 20 points off the bench in the first half in his return from a left calf strain that had sidelined him since Game 4 of the first round.
Even if I have time off, I can jump right back in and I feel the same way. I get to my spots and I do so. Whether it's playoffs, regular season, or whatever, you know, it's I know how to do this.
Jason Tatum scored 16. Luka Doncic scored a game-high 30 points for Dallas. Game 2 is Sunday. Gethin Coolball, Boston.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.